You're listening to The Training Dummies. With Rob.
This is your brain. Say hello, brain.
Hello.
And Daryl.
And this is your brain on Fell Magic. Any questions?
Greetings and welcome to episode 163 of The Training Dummies. My name is Daryl. And I might as well just sign my paycheck over to Blizzard, because due to the spring sales and the three orders I put in and then their BlizzCon tickets, and yeah, I'm just going to start signing them straight over. So that's how my week has gone. Rob, how are you doing?
I'm in a very similar boat. We scored BlizzCon tickets. I ordered a batch from the spring sale, and then a couple days later, Beer Rob also ordered a batch from the spring sale, and I was like, oh, saw the email come in the next morning.
I was like, oh yeah,
and I was like, great. So tap my wife on the shoulder. Hey, guess what Beer Rob did? But it wasn't too bad. It was like just a small batch of shirts, because who doesn't need more Blizzard Entertainment shirts?
Exactly. So joining us this evening, we're going to be talking about some 7.2, since that just came out recently. But with us, let's give a big Training Dummies welcome for Hazel.
Hi. Oh gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
so excited.
Yep, it's real. All right. You guys can go to bed now. Yeah, we have our families come in and do the applause live.
Aw, that's so sweet.
Yeah. All right. Well, Miss Hazel, not everybody knows who you are, and that may be awkward.
We'll
do is
I don't
get
know
to know you. We get to know you a little bit at the top here. I know you. You have a YouTube channel that seems to be doing tremendous. Called Hazel Nutty Games. Is that
I
right?
I do. Yeah, that's it. I'm Hazel from Hazel Nutty Games. It actually says that over my house, kind of like the Winnie the Pooh house, like
awesome.
On a big sign.
Nice.
And we just make a lot of WoW videos. It used to be mostly battle pet stuff, but there are only so many pet battles in WoW, so we've branched out, and we do pretty much most things. But that's...
Yeah, so I'm seeing a ton of content that's, like, fun content, though, and I think that's what kind of drew me to it, is it's not all, like, it's not just, you know, whatever's on the PTR or pet battle stuff, you know, like, was it today or yesterday, you had an unboxing video, and then you had the, you know, your favorite... looking forward to flying, and what mounts you were kind of looking forward to using and stuff like that. So it's like...
You know, I had a serious video I was supposed to do that day, and I just kept looking at my rep and looking at my rep and looking at my mount gear, and I was like, oh man, I can't do it today. I need it. Yeah.
So, one of the reasons we wanted to chat with you tonight is because of a lot of the 7.2 kind of the content videos and references that you've been making, and it's all been really, really good stuff. Like, you kind of did the preparing, the things you need to know, what you want to do. And I like those because it's a lot easier for me to catch a 10 or 15 minute video and feel like I'm ready to go than it is to, I don't know. Some people like to go in blind, but I like to kind of watch the guides and stuff, and yours are really good. So what kind of got you into doing the YouTube guides and vlogs and whatnot?
Well, I started about 4 years ago now, I guess, which is a little bit silly. But originally, I had a lot of time on my hands, and I was very bored, and I played a lot of WoW, and I figured making WoW videos looked really fun. So I did some, and then they were awful, and I hated myself, because they were so awful. It was just a big shame spiral. I decided to do everything I could do to make them better. And, you know, it's just like anything. You just gotta practice. So I made, let's see, how many are we at here? Made about 877 videos, and they're looking a little better now.
Holy moly, that is amazing.
That progression kind of sounds like us and podcasting, to be honest.
Yeah.
I was a little bit taken aback when I looked at the invite, and it's like, for episode 163, I'm thinking, 163? That's quite a few. You guys must be pros at this by now.
Well, if by pro, you mean...
I'm ready, you know, to be blown
163 away. Episodes. But, yeah, much like your story, we're going on 5 years here, and we have gone from doing some painfully bad shows to kind of just, you know, just having fun with it and trying to do shine a light on some things that we enjoy. So. Mm-hmm.
Everybody got to start somewhere. Being really terrible at something is the first step to being kind of good at something. So everybody should just start doing stuff. Anything. Just go for a walk, pick up a dog, you know, climb a tree, whatever you want. Whatever's in your near vicinity.
Nice. Yeah. Well, since we're going to be talking about Legion tonight, what would you say is your favorite thing about Legion so far?
Well, I thought about this, and Legion so far has seemed to be broken into a couple of different stages because of how different the gameplay and day-to-day activities felt between the different patches. Like, on launch and leveling was a very different thing from first getting into Emerald Nightmare, and all that is a very different thing from what we're doing now. But the one thing that I think has really consistently been impressive for me is how cool Mythic Plus dungeons are. Like, that's a completely new system. That's something that they've never done before, and that is easily made up, I think, for a lot of people. Like, a third to half of your active gameplay in WoW is just adding new life to these dungeons that we can do, you know, a couple hundred thousand times because they have new affixes, and challenging yourself to do better and better each week. I love that. It's so much fun. And you get just the most kicking awesome gear and artifact power, and you make friends sometimes. Sometimes you make friends.
Nice. Oh, on the flip side of that, what would you say is maybe the most frustrating thing about Legion?
Legendaries. I was really excited about them early on when I first heard about the idea, because back when everybody was playing Diablo, everybody was doing Diablo 3, and the new current WoW legendary system is very similar to Diablo 3. You've got a lot of different ones. They have a lot of different interesting effects, but there's a set. There are specific ones that you want. And when I played Diablo, I was really casual about it, and I would just kind of play for an hour here and there, and I would get my first legendary, and I'd be like, cool, this is mine. I don't care if it's not the best one. It does a cool thing, and I'm going to wear it, and it's mine. And I figured I would feel that way in WoW. But what I forgot is that while I am a casual in Diablo, I am far from casual in WoW. And because WoW is a team game, you know, I show up to raid night, and I have, you know, this head that increases my vampiric embrace healing, and I look over at the other Shadow Priest, and he's rocking the belt and the shoulders back when those were cool. And, you know, we used to be friends. Those are quite ridiculous to me. I used to like that guy, you know?
My gosh, yeah. Yeah, we have I play a DPS Demon Hunter, and our other DPS Demon Hunter has the ring that I want, so I'm always like, grrr. You have the ring. I want the ring.
Yeah. It's gotten a little bit better now that the drop rates have improved, and we're getting more and more of them in 17.
Oh, no, it's not. I got my fifth or sixth one this week, and I was like, when I saw the orange, and then I quickly went and looked it up and was like, yeah, you might as well just dust this one. I'm like, God dang it, man.
I had an Argonaut's Foresight drop just this afternoon, and I'm desperately looking for a Sifu's because it's quite important to the Shadow Priest Artifact Challenge. Mm-hmm. And these boots drop, and I'm just thinking, I will die before I let those touch my toenails. Those are going to be in the smallest, stinkiest netherweave bag in the back of my bank, and I will never look at them again.
I got boots as well. I put them on. I walked around and, you know, did the little look at myself in the mirror, see how they looked, and they just weren't there.
Stilettos aren't your thing, huh?
I really like those boots, by the way. Just say it. I really like them.
Oh, the Norgannon's Foresight?
Oh, yeah. It's for a Destruction
Depending
Warlock.
On your class.
Yeah, a Destruction Warlock, so we don't have much movement utility, so those are like a godsend now that I've become more accustomed to using them. And then the crit they added in 7.2 was a definite bonus. So I've really come to like those, and I'm used to them now. So when I don't have them, I miss them. And I can definitely tell
the difference.
You're
probably right. I should probably try. I made an oath, you know? I made a vow.
Right.
You can't just start breaking those where everything falls apart.
I suppose. All right, Rob, do you have any other intro questions here before we get...
Nah, we're good. Let's get to it.
All right.
This is Taryn from the Warlock Discord, and you're listening to the Training Dummies with Rob and Daryl.
If you guys have any questions or comments, want to see what we're up to, we are active on Twitter. This show is at Training Dummies. I am at Rob Copeland, and Daryl is at Daryl_TTD, because he finally admitted he's not a shaman anymore. So tonight we're talking about 7.2 or 7.boo. 7.poo, I don't know, whatever you want to call it. But Hazel, you have quite a bit of experience with this. What's your favorite thing about 7.2?
Oh man, so the correct answer is probably Paragon reps because of the mounts, but seeing as I don't have any of those yet,
oh gosh,
I have to say, and this is weird, this is really weird, I don't really understand it, I am unhealthily addicted to the artifact power grind. I don't know why. It got worse by all objective, you know, phrases and measurements, but I can't stop myself. I log on, I run a key, I clear the map of all the world quests, I do my random daily heroic. I'm right now, as we speak, 500 KAP away from point 45. And I'm just like, nothing I can do in the 7 minutes before this show records to get that. I'm just going to have to run a key after this, but I can't stop myself. I have a problem.
That's crazy.
Okay, you're not the first person that I've heard say that. So what is it? Because what they did now, you know, they added a couple of extra traits and then they took some of the existing ones and added another level to them. What? It's going to be even more grindy now once you fill that out,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's going to be a worse grind than it was in the last patch. The thing for me specifically is back in 7.15 and up until about 2 weeks ago, incidentally, when I got addicted, I didn't have a bar on my UI tracking my artifact power. I use Bartender, and by default, Bartender doesn't have that, and I had no idea it was a thing. And then once I found out and I turned it on, I was like, oh, man, that's I can see this in bubbles now.
Yep.
Oh, man, my morning quest got me like another 14% through, mm-hmm. and then I just went right off the deep end. As far as the actual traits go, once you get your new golden dragon, they're not terribly enticing, and it may get less compelling once we get into the stacking points into Concordance of Legionfall, especially considering that later points of Concordance of Legionfall are going to cost exponentially more in Blizzard's effort to reduce the gap between players. So maybe it'll be less cool later, but oh, you know what? The one other thing is the reason. I don't know how you set this up, but it can't be too hard. My guild has a spreadsheet that one of our guildies like plugged our info into, and this thing updates live. And what it does is it ranks all of our roster based on artifact power gain, based on world quests completed, mythic dungeons completed, item level, tier pieces, pet battles, mounts, achievement points, everything. You can see exactly how many you have, how many the next person has, how close you are to beating that one guy that beat you on DPS at one time. Warcraft logs rankings on there too. It's just insane. And it's really addictive. Like, the only thing that can make a guildie really work hard and push through content and fight back the Legion is just wanting to be better than each other, I've found.
That's dangerous.
It's so dangerous. I wasn't gonna go hard, and then one guy was all like, "Yo, I'm beating you." I was like, "No, you're not. Not for long."
We do have a guild spreadsheet, and it's very functional in terms of showing everybody's item level and, you know, kind of who's done what, and a very small level of progression, so we can look at it in terms of like who needs help for raiding. But that's some next level stuff right there, and I don't know.
If I figure out how to set up your own guild with that, I'll definitely make a video so everybody else can be just as addicted as I am.
Well, they can share out the code or even share out the spreadsheets where people can copy it without tampering.
There's
with
a
the original,
way to just import so, yeah. your roster. I think I don't know. I'll ask the guy that did it.
Yeah.
But, oh my gosh, it's too much.
That's crazy.
So let's talk about the Broken Shore intro a little bit. So everyone was kind of bored, and we're basically, I don't know, farming Nighthold, I guess, at this point. And then Khadgar comes back and says, "Oh hey, we need your help." What did you think about that? The opening, was it too similar to the original opening of Legion, or is it? Do you think it's good?
Khadgar always needs something, man. Just kind of expected at this point. He's like your junkie brother that you said you were going to cut off, but you can't really because he hasn't killed anybody yet. And you still love him, and he just keeps coming back. But he doesn't ask for too much, but he's always asking for something. That's Khadgar.
He's got the Dadgar rep with us and some previous guests that he's kind of just full of dad jokes. And he's kind of just like a little whimsical. But I don't know, the junkie brother. I like that. I like that comparison as well.
Yeah, that's more of a metaphor. He's never really tried to do anything too nasty, but I'm still pretty salty over that whole 4,986 Apexis Crystals thing.
Yeah, do you recall in Warlords? Didn't he make you hold the thing and you killed yourself at one point and he had to...
Yeah. Well, I don't usually pay too much... This is actually kind of an awful confession in the era of novel videos, but I don't pay too much attention to lore. I like the characters a lot, and I like the story of all the characters in the WoW lore, but what they're actually doing doesn't interest me too much, so usually I just go and do whatever's going to get me my flying faster, or get me more artifact power, because I've become a withered in terms of I need more of it, you know?
So we got a new dungeon in 7.2. Have you run that? And what do you think of it?
Yes. I love it. I love Cathedral. I don't necessarily love running it. If I see somebody with a Cathedral, like their 10 Keystone Pops, and it's a Cathedral 10, I'm probably going to groan a little bit. But that's just because, and while they're working hard to adjust this a little bit, it's a little bit overtuned, and because people aren't super familiar with it and they don't know exactly which path to pull, it's not as efficient as all of the other ones. But as far as the actual dungeon aesthetics and mechanics, I love every boss in that dungeon. I think they're all really fun. It's going to be great running that over the next couple of months with a variety of affixes for all sorts of loot. I think it's really cool.
I particularly loved going in there. My first time I went in on heroic, so it was cake. But I went in there and just being able to really take in the Illidan and Maiv, the banter, and just everything that was going on as you're running through. I don't know. It was a very fun dungeon to run with kind of all the story that was going on.
The voice acting is pretty good. If anybody hasn't done so, you should turn on dialogue at least for one run of Cathedral, because the snark is just off the charts. It's great. The one thing I will say against it, though, is that dungeon, along with Black Rock Hold and a couple other ones, have altogether too many stairs. The spiral staircases need to stop.
Oh, gosh, yeah. Man, I've been in there several times now, and I still feel like I'm not entirely sure that I'm going the right way.
I don't even play a healer, but I can't imagine, like...
the line of sight issues.
Oh, my gosh, awful. Can't do it. There's a reason I don't heal in PvE.
So the you mentioned a little bit earlier the class campaigns. Are you only playing priest right now? Or are you playing anything else?
Nope, that's it. And that's a little bit sad, just because for the longest time I was the worst altaholic you would ever meet. I would level 10 plus characters every single expansion. I would never know what I was going to be, and I would just flip flop every 3 or 4 months to something new and get all excited about it. But Legion's completely eviscerated that, because you can't do that anymore. You're locked in with your campaign, you're locked in with your artifact power. If you're PvPing, you're locked in with your honor talents, you're locked in with so many different things. Your legendaries is another one. There's so many reasons why it's just ridiculously time consuming to switch. So I've really just committed and gone all in on the one character, and I have only been doing things as a Shadow Priest. That's it.
I feel like
my poor holy weapon is like 33 points. Sad.
I feel like this is where I butt in and go, well, actually...
Yeah, I was just going to say, I know this guy.
Oh, go for it. Yeah.
I have every class at 110. I have finished the initial class campaign on every tune. I have every one of them are at 850 item level, and every one of them has at least one legendary. That being said, I also agree with you. It is completely a pain in the butt, and I only did it because I wanted to see the story. And now... I have to go back through on every one of those, do the broken short intro on every one of them, which on some is like not that cool. And now, to push through the story to do the Champions of Legion Fall, which I did it on my Demon Hunter earlier, just did it on my DK before we started recording. And I'm not even kidding you. The DK story from start to where we're at right now has got to be one of the best stories I've seen in this game so far.
What is it that you like about it?
It's hilarious. It's good. It's, the original part of it, there's no spoilers at this point. It's been going on for so long, but you end up invading Light's Hope Chapel and trying to res Tyrion as one of your four horsemen. And it's just like, it is a very fun, very kind of over the top, just adventure. And some of them aren't quite as compelling or as fun.
Yeah, I had to make a potion for some sick undead guy today. I didn't even know who he was.
So you're like,
fell over and died.
Okay, here you go, and there's your new follower. You know, like was the priest one like?
I got to recruit a ghost lady named Erla Thirlathia, I think is the exact spelling. I've never heard of her. She looks cool. She's got like the banshee appearance with like the hair and the dress and everything.
Okay.
So maybe I'll get her some gear and level her up. But I mean, I got Zabra Hex, and he's been with me for so long doing the whole the shadows guide you thing.
Oh yeah. Yeah, I go for the light elemental bro.
That's technically the better one. That one is absolutely technically better. I just really liked Zabra. It's got the accent, you know.
Yeah, and he's a Gato priest, so he kind of kicks it with you. Do you plan on doing the campaigns on any other tunes?
Nope. Won't touch another thing. Can't do it.
I respect it, but if you decide to, I'm just gonna say Death Knight. is hands down my favorite of all 12.
You know, I have a 12 level 100 characters ready to go. Mm-hmm. Three of them are druids.
The one class
I don't have is Death Knight.
Oh my goodness. The only
thing I've never been able to get to 100. I don't even have
one. It's the one that starts at 55.
I know. I know. And they have battle pets now. Death Knights have battle pets available for order resources on a vendor that are only available if you have a Death Knight, you know, with the class hall and apparently 60k order resources. That's the only way to get them. And they're whelplings. They're adorable, but I don't want a level. I got artifact paragraph.
Are they account bound? Or are they?
They're account bound for sure. You just can't cage them.
I'll get you one, but yeah.
Nah, I wish.
So, demon assaults. Now, these are interesting because the first few days they were out, I always happened to notice that they were at very inconvenient times, like I was sleeping or I was at work. Or. Yeah, those are the two main
literally
things.
Literally anything that you do for
work. Yeah, Sargeras is a smart man.
Yeah, he's exactly.
He's at work. Go, get him.
There's actually a schedule. There's a Google Doc you can look at that shows you the exact time they're going to spawn in North America, if you're ever curious. It's on a rotating schedule.
Is there a schedule?
There is, yeah. The actual zone is random,
but... off of work and your work, yeah.
So you need to input all that?
The zone is random, but the actual time is set in stone. The Legion invades on a schedule. They have hours and to fill, apparently. Benefits, you know, workers' comp, that kind of thing.
Shift work. It's shift work. Yeah. I got it.
It's hard getting killed and coming back over and over and over.
Yeah. So what do you think of the demon assaults then?
Well, they are probably the buggiest thing I've ever seen in WoW, ever. I have never seen so many different bugs in one feature. But now that they've kind of cleared up, and because I have the lucky distinction of working from home and not sleeping very much, I've been able to do them all. And I really like how rewarding they are. The fact that the quests are easy. Like, I like that those quests don't take very long, the world quests. They give you a ton of nether shards. If they're AP quests, they give you a ton of AP, and regardless, you're usually going to get between 1 and 2 million AP just for doing the whole thing. I like that you get zone rep, and the actual scenario, I'm sure it's going to get old eventually because it's just the one for each zone, and that's it. You're going to be doing that forever. But for now, they're really cool. They look good. The cutscenes are cool. I like doing 3-man scenarios again. I missed that from MoP, and I'm glad they brought that back.
Yes.
And it really sucks for people that can't make it to all of them, but I'm having a blast.
Do you get the Broken Star rep from that at all, or is it just the zone rep?
Nope, you do not, unfortunately, get any Broken Star rep. You only get it for the first one. Campaign you do, but after that, you're out of luck.
Yeah, I still haven't done Val'Shara. That's the one I'm waiting for. So
What you said about the scenarios, like I loved scenarios in Pandaria, and this totally struck that note for me. I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. Especially when you get somebody queue in as a tank and you feel like you can just go in there and get a little rough with it. Like that's really fun.
I just throw on my Pride as and go start dotting up everything I can reach. I just don't stop, just keep going. People will catch up. Or they won't.
Look at you swapping out legendaries and stuff.
Oh man, it's the best. I only got on that train a week ago, but you just make your equipment sets and you put them on your sidebar, and then in dungeons in between trash, you put on your cleave legendaries for trash, and then you get like a second before the boss pulls, and you swap on your single target legendaries and you pre-pot, and then you just go blow everybody out of the water. It's exhilarating.
You're like the 1%, aren't you?
As of 7 days ago, sure, yeah. Before that, I was clubbing it up with everybody else, but then I got put onto the magic of using prolonged power for trash pulse in Mythic Plus, and then I went and bought 700 of them, so I didn't feel bad about using them.
700?
I've been doing a mil DPS ever since. It's great.
Man, those things are no joke, man.
You get so much gold from doing world quests now, though.
Over there.
You get your follower geared up with the stuff so that he's bringing you in, the nerd cash, and then you just go flit around in your cool new flying man, because we have those now, and you just go do every world quest that your heart desires, and you come home and you've got an extra 6,000 or 7,000 gold, and you're like, I
leveled up alchemy for that reason, though. I didn't want to have to keep using bloods to give to guildies to make me pots, so I just leveled it up, and now I just make my own stuff. So
yeah, I was thinking of switching to alchemy just for the flask duration.
Double duration's nice. Yeah. Now, you mentioned pet battles a little bit earlier, that being a bit of your background, how you kind of got started. Are you still pretty heavy into that?
I still make new guides, of course. For any new pet battle thing that comes out, I'm going to make a guide. The only one that we're behind on right now is Sissix, because I hate her. And because she hasn't come up since I have a strat together. I have something ready to try. I just need her to come back. But I still do pet battles. I don't go quite as hardcore. There's a site called Warcraft Pets. Excellent WoW pet battle fan site if anybody doesn't use it. And Warcraft Pets, if you import your pet collection, will give you a score that ranks you against other players. And that score is based on how many pets you've collected, their quality, their level. And back in Warlords, when there was nothing else to do, because you remember Warlords, I went real hard on not only collecting as many pets as I could, but leveling them all as well. And I actually, because the garrison was so good with 10 alts, like you could do the pet battle daily in the garrison and get yourself like 120, 150 charms and a bunch of level stones every day. I was able to pretty easily get my entire pet collection in Warlords up to level 25 and upgraded to rare. But now that it's Legion and there's more stuff to do, I have not been keeping up with my Warcraft pet score. I've been collecting new pets as I go, but I haven't leveled most of them. Mm-hmm. There's just not enough time in a day. That's something I usually do towards the end of an expansion when there's less going on.
Have you had a chance to get into the pet battle dungeon yet?
Oh yeah. Yeah, we did that. We made our whole guide. I did it every reset so far. That reset's weekly. So you can go back and do it every week. That'll give you a bag of damn pet supplies that has a chance to drop some pets. Those pets are cageable, but I don't want to buy them because I need all that gold for those sweet prolonged power. So I'm just going to be trying to get the other two to drop. I'm missing two of them. So I'm going to keep doing that, at least until I get all the pets. But it's fun. It doesn't take too long if you have just a bunch of mech pets. And I think they hit a really good balance of difficulty with that one, where it's not as insane as the Celestial Tournament. It's way more accessible for players. You don't have to look up a guide to go do it. But it's challenging enough, especially with the challenge aspect. It's sort of like the Celestial Tournament, in which you can't heal your pets within that challenge. You need to take your pets and hope you have enough and do the entire thing without healing your pets, so you're just using more of them, basically. And I think they hit a really good balance of making it accessible, but not just a gimme.
So there's a quest for that starts in Dalaran, and then somebody that you can talk to that will port you there. Is that right?
Apparently, yeah. Somebody told me that yesterday. I was like, oh man, I've been flying.
Flying all the way out there. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So yeah, pro tip. And I'm not sure where, but I think right there in the little...
There's an arcane area. Elemental, I believe. There's a little elemental pet that you can talk to in the pet shop that will apparently teleport you to the Wailing Caverns. We'll have to try that next week. Uh-huh. I had no idea.
So how many bosses are there in the... how many encounters
are there? Six stages, kind of. They alternate kind of trash stage, boss stage, trash stage, boss stage. And then the quality starts up. So you start by fighting three white quality pets, and then you fight a boss. And then you fight three blue quality pets, and then you fight a boss. And then you fight two epic quality pets. Maybe they're still blue. I don't really remember. And then you fight the final boss. So it's not too bad. Behind every encounter, including the trash and the bosses, there are backline pets from a pool of three possible options. So you basically just load up on your mech pets, your flying pet damage, your magic damage. You bring like a couple pets that you want to counter the bosses, but it's really flexible. They're not terribly hard. And then the nice thing about it is because those backline pets are just like, you know, your random white quality, gray quality trash pets, but there's a lot of them and you can't heal your pets, so you need to use sort of everything you've got. Maybe you leveled a fishy. Maybe you picked up fishy and you know fishy wasn't very good, but you love fishy because he's adorable and he's been your buddy ever since. If you leveled up fishy, you can definitely use fishy because you're going to need everything. You can use whatever for backline pets. It doesn't really matter. So he can finally have that role that he's always dreamed about. You can bring him out of his fishbowl, you know?
Is there any particular rewards from there that are...
The first time you do it, you get the first time you can heal the first time just to kind of let you see the thing, and then you can immediately go back and do it again the challenge mode. The first time you complete the challenge where you're not healing, you'll get an achievement, and that achievement will give you the Son of Scum pet, who's just like a little mini version of a thunder lizard basically, and he's kind of cute.
Oh, I remember Scum from the actual the original dungeon.
Exactly. Yeah, you get his kid. You get to steal him. He has a new home now. You're his dad. And then you'll get a bag of damp pet supplies, which will drop you. It has a chance to drop the new pets, of course, and then the normal stuff, you know, leveling stones or quality stones or bandages, leashes, shining kits, whatever.
Yeah. So no AP or anything like that.
No. If you're not a pet battler already, there's no good reason for you to go do the.
No, I'm just saying, like, you know, if you're pushing that AP and that's another thing that you could do that's fun.
Man, raiders and PvEers that hardcore go after AP just love being told they have to do pet battles. That is their favorite thing to hear.
That'd be awesome.
They have the best reactions.
Right.
I'm waiting for that now. Mm-hmm. So do you
build that?
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
I was just going to say, that reminds me, I had a mining quest today that told me that I had to go back into Hellfire Citadel and kill Archimonde. And
I was like,
thanks. Thanks for that. And I couldn't.
That one?
I found if you go back to your garrison, you can actually just do the LFR queue through there. Mm-hmm. But I didn't have enough burn. I only was only getting him to like 20%, and then he was doing that phase where he teleports you to the Nether, and when he did that, it would just reset the fight. So I actually had to grab a guildie and go in and do it that way. But I'm like, why would you tell somebody to go back to this trauma that we just did for like 17 months?
Yeah, let us heal through, for a little bit, you know, first. Yeah. Right.
Well, I finally did it, and it was like, oh great, you got rank 3, like fell brimstone. I'm like, okay.
Rank 3 though, you're balling now.
Thanks.
Wow.
You're 33% better than all those rank 2s out there.
Oh, I don't feel it, but maybe it'd be in the morning.
Give it time.
So are you into PvP? Do you PvP much?
Well, there's a story and a half. So I used to. I'm retired now. Whenever I'm doing WoW or pretty much anything, I can pretty much, I do one thing and I think about that thing every day, you know, while I'm mm-hmm. cooking dinner, I'm in the shower, I'm walking my dog, I'm sleeping. I obsess over the one thing. And then outside of my obligations, like, you know, eating and showering and stuff, every hour of my life that I have available will get poured into that thing. So for a long time, that thing was Arena. I would do the bare minimum to get by in raid. I would do like my emissary and I would show up to raid. And every other hour I had in WoW, I would log on to my Resto Druid and I would queue threes or look for threes or find threes or push threes. Mm-hmm. I did that for a couple of seasons in Warlords. And I did that for a couple seasons in Legion. The highest I ever got in threes was about 2568. In Warlords, so I was almost glad range. I didn't quite get there, and it was really fun. It was really rewarding, but it was also very, very hard. Healing Arena at that level is a really stressful thing to do, and it's really rough, like emotionally, putting everything that you have into something and spending all of your time researching and practicing and watching the streams and reading the guides and setting up your character and practicing and practicing and practicing for hours every day. And you still queue into a match and you lose and you think, well, what if, like, why am I not good enough? I gave this everything I had. I don't usually fail at stuff after that point. So I came to a point where at the end of last season, at the end of Legion Season 2, so only about 3 weeks ago, maybe a month ago now,
mm-hmm.
I was looking at, I really wanted to push Gladiator. I wanted it so badly. I made the next season's Gladiator Stormdrake my wallpaper. I had set up my schedule. I had added like a couple hundred people to queue that I could maybe queue with, and I wanted it so badly. And I was looking, I sat down, I looked at the amount of time I would need to schedule every day to practice and to work on this to actually get to the point where I could get glad. And I was looking at my YouTube channel, I was like, man, I'm not actually really all that happy with how many videos and the quality of videos that I've been able to put out, because I don't have any time and I don't have any emotional capital left, because I'm just having my soul sucked out by Arena right now. And Arena it's good right now, but it's got its issues, especially in 7.2 now that the traits are all active. Mm-hmm. But that's a different story. But I was looking at what I would need to invest in to do it, and I just realized it wasn't going to be worth it for me. So I broke up with Arena. I deleted every single friend that I PvP'd with, which was pretty dramatic, but they're all gone, so sorry. I don't talk to, right. I only talked to one friend that PvP's. I have not logged on to that character since. I don't watch the tournaments. I unfollowed a bunch of people on Twitter. I have not tried the PvP brawls. I can't even do my weekly Battleground show anymore, because I'm bizarrely enough very all or nothing with that kind of thing, and I just can't look at it right now. It's like that time in high school, or in college rather, when I dropped out of college and I dropped out of my music major, so I didn't play the trumpet anymore because I went to college to play the trumpet. And I just couldn't, I can't even look at it because my parents spent so much money on lessons, and you went so far and you just didn't quite make it. So it's okay. And you move on, you clean yourself up, but sometimes it just hurts too much to look at the things you left behind. So I don't PvP anymore as of a month ago, but I went real hard back in the day. I feel better now. I need to get that.
That's good. I'm like, I don't know how to
respond. I like to think that we're therapeutic, but you know.
Yes.
How are you with Transmog? Are you big into that?
Well, I used to be, and then I race changed my main character into a gnome. So I play a gnome Shadow Priest, and I love being a gnome. She's adorable. She looks real cute in videos. She's got haste, which is the main reason why I did it. My little escape artist button gets me out of the jail in Vault of the Wardens, which is pretty cool.
Oh, nice.
But because I'm a gnome shadow priest, I'm about a foot tall and I'm a little purple blob. And you can't see what I'm wearing. There's no way. you can't tell. So I used to show up to every raid in something different, but I don't do that anymore because that's just another hour I could be spending Slam and Mythic Plus keys for artifact power.
I know that there has been some updates to the transmog system and sets and whatnot.
Did you know that you can now be a stylist?
A stylist?
Stylist, your name. Whatever your character name happens to be, there's a title.
Oh, wow.
Yep. You can be, not only can you be the fabulous, you can be a stylist.
So how does that work?
It's related to the new appearance sets feature. So for anybody that's missed this, in 7.2, there's a new tab in your appearance collection journal called sets, and you'll look into it and you'll see all the different raid and PvP sets from over the years. No dungeon sets, unfortunately. I'm sure they'll get there. Mm-hmm. So raid and PvP sets, and you can see which pieces you've collected. And if you've collected an entire set, it'll appear yellow. And I think you can easily transmog to those sets as well. I think there's an easy transmog feature, but for the most part, it's just showing you what pieces you need of sets that you're missing. And I don't know exactly how many you need to collect. I want to say 10, but if you collect X amount, let's say 10, I'm not 100%, mm-hmm. but if you collect 10 entire sets, you will unlock the stylist title and presumably a related achievement. So if you ever wanted to be a stylist in-game, now is your time.
I didn't, but I do now.
I know, I'm just thinking the same thing. All right.
All right, I'm going to check it out, because I do have a couple of sets across tunes, and I know when I click on that tab, it'll be like, hey, you already have all this stuff, but there's, you know, I've put together some of my own, and occasionally you'll use a different belt or gloves or boots that don't match the set, and so it doesn't show up as one of the pre-made
sets. As a clothy, you're just going to scroll through it and be like, why would I ever get the pants? But
yeah, exactly. That's exactly right.
Complete the set. Pants, bracers, the whole thing. Feet. You got to get those boots.
Yeah, I don't know. I've gone through a couple of phases, and now maining a demon hunter is like, well, I don't have all the history of all the, you know, the gear that's been collected and all that. So like looking through my inventory, I'm missing a lot of the.
Well, who wants to wear clothes in a demon hunter?
Pieces that I used.
You get that Fellfire. You play them to look hot.
Yeah, I do. I got
that shirt off. You show off those tattoos.
I'm rocking the Tomb Raider kind of set right now, and I like it. But it's like you still, you know, you want options. You know, you want your mm-hmm. want to have some cool boots on, and then you want
to
have no.
It's
boots
nice
on.
To scroll through the sets and look at sets that maybe forgotten about or sets that you thought you didn't like, but then you see them on your character.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's true. It shows you on your character.
Yeah, I didn't realize how much I would like that until I saw it.
Mm-hmm. That's nice.
I would definitely be out there farming more dungeons if they had not just completely sneezed on and crumpled into a napkin and thrown out the window Shadow Priest's ability to run all dungeons. We used to have Mindseer, which you would press and it would instantly AoE a pack of mobs, which was great for clearing trash.
Uh-huh.
And what they did is they changed Mindseer to instead be a cleave that happens if you mind flay a target with Shadow Word Pain on. And of course, if you Shadow Word Pain or random trash mob, it's going to die. So unless you're Shadow Crashing, which is targeted, takes about 10 seconds and is on a 30-second cooldown, we have no way to AoE things, and we're already really slow. I'm already just crawling around on my stubby gnome legs. So I'm actually better off specking holy and running around holy noving things. It's infuriating.
I was going to say.
That's the other reason I don't farm transmog, because it's awful.
One of the healing specs would be better.
Yeah.
Hmm.
It used to be good.
I'd never even put two and two together. I had a lot of people, you know, we did a Shadow episode not too long ago, and everyone seemed to be really happy with the change to the AoE, but now thinking about it in those kind of situations, like sometimes you don't want to kill a particular mob or you do want to, you know, you want a certain behavior and that doesn't exist anymore.
The other unexpected side effect, I mean, maybe it was expected, maybe they really wanted to break this, but the other side effect of them changing Mindseer to be an automatic when you mind flay the Shadowy Pain target is they completely eliminated God Comp from the ladder in threes. God Comp used to be Shadow Priest, Frost Mage, or any mage, I guess, and then a healer, typically a druid or a priest, or maybe a paladin, I guess. And they had incredible burst, they had incredible crowd control, and it was a really scary comp to fight. And they've been around for a couple of expansions, and they've completely vanished, because now, you know, your Shadow Priest dots up a target, starts mind-flying it, and all of a sudden you broke the sheet. And you've been kicked off the team and you don't have any friends anymore. So that comp is just absolutely annihilated. It's gone. You don't see it anymore ever. Hmm. Because you can't even spec out of that. There's no way to stop that cleave. And there's no way to stop it from breaking sheep. So you're just done. Bye.
Wow. Man. I don't think that was intended. Maybe it was. I don't know. Maybe it was too strong.
Eh. We'll find out. Maybe they'll fix it again. I mean, from the sounds of it, and I haven't looked too much into the individual changes that they're making, but it sounds like 7.2.5. Again, the long patch names are a real pain in the butt to spit out really quickly. But it sounds like in 7.2.5, they're making a lot of intense class changes, and they're redesigning everything a third time. And Legion, what do you guys think about that?
Go ahead, Daryl.
I was going to say, I'm excited for the destruction changes. They listed some of those already and what they're doing to make the shard generation a more even flow on how you generate. Because now it's very RNG and random. Like, you might get some procs where you're just firing off Chaos Bolt after Chaos Bolt after Chaos Bolt, and then you'll have dry spells where it's nothing. Like, you're just waiting and nothing. You know, so I'm excited for what they're doing and what they've mentioned already to bring it back to more in line with what they had in Mists and Warlords, where it's a constant shard generation, where they had it breaken up into 0.1, so 10. You need to get 10 of the smaller to get a full shard, so, and it just slowly generated those. So I'm actually looking forward to that.
Cool.
I feel like there is a cycle that happens, and, you know, it benefits us a little bit here on the show, just with the constant change and the constant classes getting reworked and redesigned. Like, we never run out of things to talk about, you know, because a lot of the Warcraft, you know, the class guides and whatnot are a bit of our bread and butter. So I can look, you know, when Brewmaster Monk was my favorite thing for a long time, and then going into Legion, they drastically changed a few things, and it really just took the wind out of my sails. Well, that's okay, because there's something else to do. There's 11 other classes and 35 other specs, whatever it is at this point. And so there's always going to be something to do. And I guess, but the only drawback at this point being, like, if you're swapping specs is okay, but swapping mains is a little rough. But I don't know. Like, we've come to kind of trust Blizzard at this point, that they're not trying to break the game. They're not trying to, you know, and at times, you know, you know, the wagging of the middle finger and what'd you do to my spec, you know, I get it. Like, they have to make these changes. You know, there's always, like, there's gotta be fallout no matter what goes on, but it's just the cycle of the game. We just kind of have to roll with it. Look at how far we've come from even Classic WoW. You know, it's just, you know, if you want to play that experience, I'm sure there's still one of those servers out there. But I love the evolution and the story of the game. My two cents.
It's just remarkable that they're cycling so quickly. In previous expansions, you would get your major classes redesigned at the top of it, and you would pretty much play that class for the whole expansion. They might tweak a talent here and there if it was out of tune, but I think this is the first expansion I've seen where, like, your complete playstyle, like, my rotation in Nighthold is completely different than what I was doing in Emerald Nightmare. Just the change to the change away from Surrender to Madness for Shadow Priest has made everything like a whole new game. And, you know, as priest, like, if I don't like Shadow, well, that's too bad. I hope you like healing. So you're kind of stuck with what you're stuck with. But I can imagine. The other thing is, if somebody like one of you guys has, like, a lot of alts, wouldn't it, like, get a little bit disorienting when you log on to something that maybe you haven't logged on to in a patch because you have 10 different characters and you're like, well, why is this different? What do my buttons do? Help.
I'm an anomaly when it comes to that stuff. I can hop on any of my characters and do just fine. But, you know, I am adequate at everything and good at a couple of things. So for me, it's about the fun. It's not, I'm not raiding on my Death Knight or my warrior or whatever it is. So I'm doing that for the story and for the fun. I don't maintain, you know, alts and off specs to be competitive with. But I mean, you look at, I embrace the change at this point, because you look at, like, you know, Guardian Druids are top tier for raiding. If you're not using a Guardian Druid, then you're garbage, you know, or whatever it is. So it's like, it's good to bring that stuff in line. And if they look and they go, oh crap, you know, Nighthold was like a ton of magic damage, and this is where the other tanks are failing, and this is where this one's succeeding. And like, I don't know, I don't mind the mid expansion overhaul. You know, it's kind of like, it's fresh and it's new, and it's, you know, I Demon Hunter DPS at the top of the expansion all rotated around this momentum buff that you had to keep up, and I really, really, really did not like that. And they kind of have been able to cycle that out a little bit, and it's in a place right now that I do really like. So I'm welcome to the changes.
That's cool. That's good to hear.
Yeah, Daryl's, I don't know, Daryl's pretty good with his destruction lock. I don't know. What would you do if they just completely took a dump on your spec there and you felt like you couldn't, like, shard generation is broken. Good luck.
Mm-hmm. Well, it feels a lot better now than it did at the beginning of the expansion, even the main rotation. Because they have changed it. Before it was a different talent. What was it? Roaring Blaze? Is that the one? Yeah, I think that was a talent where you used your Immolate and your... I think that's the name. I know which buttons they are on my thing, and I know what they do, but the names, I always
red,
mix them up.
You're as bad as Hoofy now. Well, I don't three... know. Red, yellowish bear claw with a...
There's the dot, name. There's the instant, and the filler. So anyway, mm-hmm. The Immolate, you would cast that, and then... But you cast it twice to get the pandemic, and then you'd use your conflagrate because that would buff that dot, and then you'd use that twice and then wait for it to come up a third time and use that. So that was, it was maintaining that dot and the buff on the dot. And now that's completely gone. Like, you put your dot on just to get your shard generation and that's it. You know, you're not buffing it. You're using your conflagrate to generate your shards as well. But yeah, so it's way different than it was at the beginning, and I do like it more now, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So I have a question for you guys. Mm-hmm. I know this is supposed to work the other way around, but I have a question.
No, that's fine.
So we got our new class followers today, and I've seen some talk in the community. Like I said, I think mine was Aerolithophora, but every class has a different one, and some people are discussing whether or not they want these followers to follow them, because, and I don't know exactly what the followers are for every class, but shamans, yeah. They get Magda. You know, like the lady that poisoned the spear that killed Karen. Nobody likes her.
Oh, wow.
People are trying to feed her back to the demons, but they, no, that's your new follower. I hope you like her. Have fun explaining that one to the Horde.
Oh, wow.
So, and I believe the mage one killed a bunch of people. Like, I think these are supposed to be anti-hero arcs and we're redeeming them now or something like that. But some people are upset that they're getting such unscrupulous followers. I was wondering how you guys felt about your new buddies.
Well, doing the Demon Hunter stuff, a lot of this is kind of new content. I don't honestly know, pulling back from, you know, Warcraft 3 and all that stuff, how many of these characters were there anyways. But I mean, half of my followers right now sound like they're out of a Twilight fan fiction book. It's like Jace and like I'm like, what the heck is this? Is like some sort of like tween love book or I don't know. So it's like, I don't really care, but like, yeah, I could see you know, a little bit of butthurt popping up if like all of a sudden you're like, hey, here is like an established lore character who's kind of a piece of crap, and now they're your follower. You're like, I don't know, you
mm-hmm. I didn't agree to this.
You don't go on missions, screw you, you go sit over there,
deactivate. Yeah,
Daryl, what do you think?
Well, I see, I like the lore. I'm really interested in the lore, but I don't always remember it or remember certain characters or what they did and all that kind of stuff. So apparently the Warlock one, Ebonlock, Ken Retha Ebonlock, whatever it is, apparently that's who you fight for the Green Fire quest.
Whatever that expansion. Piece of work.
Yeah. So I did.
Ken Retha.
Yeah, that all guy. So I did the quest today. I didn't even think about that until you asked that question. I was like, wait a minute. Someone told me that a couple weeks ago that's who that was. And then it's like, wait a minute. Yeah, I don't like that guy because of that Green Fire quest. Like, I did the Green Fire quest, but I did it in the expansion that you were supposed to, but I was way overgeared before I was able to do it. Yeah. Like, I'm not going to lie. I was overgeared. But yeah, I don't like that guy. Now that I remember that.
Oh, man. I bled my way through Green Fire when I was slightly undergeared, and that was something. That was something else. Getting some flashbacks to that when I was trying to do my artifact challenge. It's cool content. I'm glad they make it, but oh my gosh, it's rough.
Yep.
Slightly off topic. You guys see the, this is actually fairly recent. You guys see that the Riddler's Mindworm flying mount has been discovered, and there's been a guide published as to how to get it.
Yeah, one of our guildies, Jab and I were talking right before we recorded. I was standing there in Dalaran and saw several people on it, and I was like, okay, what's the deal here? And I go jump over to Wowhead and start looking around, and the comment section was more scripts and waypoints and stuff than I even could even shake a stick at right now.
From the looks of it, you basically just fly around a lot and click on some stuff in a variety of places, and then you get it.
Well, there's like Siege of Elgrimmar and Firelands, and you know, I don't mind doing that, but like it, you know, it seems like a little bit of a jaunt.
You know what really surprised me is it looks like it flies. It's a flying worm. It looks very much like it would be an aquatic mount, so I'm very excited that it flies.
Yeah.
We have a lot of cool mounts that are stuck underwater, and they're not even as fast as our fishing artifacts, so this is cool. Mm-hmm.
It is butt ugly, and I think I want it.
You take that back.
Like, you know when you like go to one of those aquariums and you see that eel that just pops up out of nowhere?
Those things
and you're
are
just
so
like,
cool!
Yeah, well, it's one of those
fish
on crack, so...
Yeah. You know, whenever, you know, it's like a Friday night and I've been having some drinks with my friends on Discord and we're like playing some Overwatch, right around 1 or 2 in the morning when we're on that one drink too many, I always ask all my friends to send me pictures of their fish, or if they don't own a fish, find a cute fish online and send me a picture of that. I love looking at fish pictures if I've been drinking. And this is just like the ultimate fish. I can't wait. I'm gonna try and get that tomorrow, I think. But it is, I love, and the eels, oh, and aquariums, oh. What if we had an aquarium raid and it's just like no lore? You just there's an aquarium in it and you just go in, you have to pay gold to get in because that would make sense. And you just go fight a bunch of fish, and then at the end of it the last boss is like the aquarium keeper that's really, you know, mad that you've been killing all of the animals because you're not supposed to do that. And it'd be great.
Well, wasn't there a raid in Kata that was gonna be the underwater in
yeah,
that
they scrapped that. They couldn't figure that one out.
Yeah, no. See, we're on to something here.
Mm-hmm. No.
Oh, no, I don't think it should be underwater. It's an aquarium. You know, you like smash open the tank, and then the thing comes out at you. I don't want to swim. Swimming's awful.
No more.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe if they put everybody on seahorses, but I don't like that vertical axis. That's a bad idea for WoW combat. We should not do it.
No, an entire underwater raid.
No plane fights. No seahorse fights. Nothing.
That's so horrible.
Yep.
So you were talking about the flying mounts. I was watching, I think it was your video today or yesterday, but you mentioned the Mana Saber being one of your go-to or one of the cool hotness now. And there was a little trick with that one that if you mount up on that one in Suramar City, that it auto-disguises you. And I did not know that, and I thought that was super awesome. Do you have any other like cool little tricks or tips or little maybe unknown kind of things?
Everybody knew about that. I thought I was the last one.
If they read the quest text, they'd know.
Yeah. What? You know, the only other mount with a special effect is the Sky Golem that picks herbs, but most people know that.
Yeah, that's the jam.
Pretty much it for hot tips, unless you can get more specific. You know, you want those sweet tips for.
So I guess the Sky Golem with the glove enchant, that's what you want there.
I guess so. I believe if you want to be slightly more Fel Legion green, you could probably get the Toy Box mount. There is a toy collecting achievement that gives you a Sky Golem lookalike mount that has like some green Fel colors to it. I don't think it's actually Fel. I think it's just regular old green, but all green is Fel green now. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you could write a slightly different colored version of it and pick your herbs on. I never liked using that mount because it always made me a little bit motion sick. The flying motion is very cool, but
yeah,
I can't do it.
The running,
the weaving back and forth. Yeah.
Can't do it. Same thing with the heaven or the soul of the aspects.
Oh, any of the Pandaria dragons that were kind of like.
Yeah.
So all the aspects was like the proto Pandarian dragon. Like it came out in late Cataclysm, and I'm assuming that when they made that mount, they were still working on the prototype for the Cloud Serpent. And it's kind of like a Cloud Serpent, and it's got beautiful colors to it, but that thing just thrashes around like it's having a seizure. And I just want to put it out of... I regret buying it. I just want to put it out of its misery.
Oh, right. That's the yellow one, isn't it?
The yellow one. Never, ever see it. Because it neither moves gracefully, nor does it... It's just not good.
Yeah, that one's bad.
There's only two shot mounts I don't have now that BattleNet Balance is out of the WoW token. I don't have the Sparkle Pony because of the initial stigma, and then I don't have the Nipple Goat because who does?
I bought 3 tokens earlier.
Oh, don't even... Wait, you bought them to sell for gold?
No, I bought the tokens to convert to BattleNet Balance because of the new Overwatch event.
Oh, I'm right there with you. I bought 80 loot boxes this morning. No, 100, I guess, because I did it twice. 80 bucks of BattleNet Balance. 100
boxes. I don't know. I got a couple. I got the Black Watch, several of the Black Watch skins, the the McCree and the Tracer and the Mercy. I got a few. I was happy with my haul. It was good stuff. But was there any other
Overwatch? But
any other 7.2 stuff maybe that you that we missed here? Or?
7.2 stuff. We talked about all sorts of stuff. We did the Wailing Caverns. We did the appearance sets. I was skipped right over PvP brawls because I haven't touched those.
Who PvP?
Have you guys done?
Really?
Have you guys done the PvP brawls? Do you guys have thoughts on those?
I don't do PvP.
I don't PvP.
Oh, actually, you know, I did a PvP quest today, the one at the Black Rock Hold where you go in and you fight. But I did that because there was artifact power.
Yeah, there was. It's true. Talked about Zero? Cathedral. Got how are you guys doing on flying? You guys unlock flying yet? You got that?
I'm about 2K rep away, I think.
I still need 4,500.
It's so good. It's so good.
I'm getting there.
So it feels so good.
I'm frowning at you right now.
Earlier today, I went to the Vault of the Wardens to run a key, and the tank is already at the zone. He's like, "Yo, you should just take the other flight path. It's faster. Or go get the other flight path while you're here." And I just look at him, and then I mount up, and then I float up a little bit, and I go, "I'm set."
No, I'm good.
I'm good, thanks.
And he just like, you can see him like you know, strafe a little bit. And like look at me like, oh no. And he types in party chat, "We can fly now?"
That's awesome.
Oh, buddy, I got some patch notes for you. It was great. Great day. I just got it this morning, so I'm still a little bit high. I got it, and then I immediately went and did like 100 world quests. With flying and world quest group finder, you can just like dip in and you get in a group and you're out of there within like 90 seconds. It's
kind
beautiful.
Of awesome.
Yeah,
I can't wait. That rep can't happen fast enough.
The Broken Shore is 1,000% more tolerable. That was actually the one thing that they added in 7.2, the Broken Shore Zone. That, you know, they're comparing it to, like, the Timeless Isle, and they're comparing it to Tin Tin and Jungle. And I am kind of astonished that they've managed to go backwards. Like, of those three zones, the Timeless Isle was the best one.
Yeah.
And then they tried to do it again in Tin Tin Jungle, and they made it worse. And then they tried to do it a third time, and they've gotten even worse. Like, people really liked about Timeless that kept it feeling alive, I think, was that, you know, all these mounts, all these rare mobs, they drop pets, they drop mounts, they drop toys. There was cool stuff you could get. I don't care about these ones. I killed one. I got, like, some nether shards. Great.
I feel like it's adequately named the Broken Shore. Awful. Because it is a hot mess of bugginess over there.
Nice.
And it's not nice to look at. It's all dark oozy. And do they have any other colors of rock?
You can go to Hellfire Peninsula if you're into that sort of thing, I guess.
I guess so. But no, nothing. And then the Sentinax is just like a big hot mess of this is not worth your time. Mm-hmm. Like they managed to miss so spectacularly with that. I hope they make it better. I hope they continue iterating. But
I think they stealth nerfed the shards, because for a while, man, I'd go out there for 30 minutes or an hour maybe and have enough to go buy a gear token. And now it's like I'm out there for 30 minutes and I have like 20 shards. I'm like, God dang it, man. This is not worth.
No.
They can't decide if they want to make it worth or not. They don't want it to be too good because the tokens are pretty good. But then once they make it not that good anymore, you're like, well, I'm just going to wait until I do another invasion.
Yeah, forbid people get 880 gear now.
Oh my gosh.
Wouldn't want that.
Now, do you know, I've heard that the trinkets, I've heard that relinquished trinkets, and I'm not sure about this, but I've heard that relinquished trinkets can turn into any trinket. Like, you could get a chrono shard or, like, a dungeon trinket at 880. And I thought, well, that's cool, I want those.
Somebody on Twitter got tier from one of the tokens, so
I'm
imagining.
I bought three of them, and I've gotten three stat sticks, and I'm pretty pissed about that. Like,
I have not. I keep buying the trinkets too because I'm trying to get the Arcana Crystal. Uh-huh. But I've gotten, was it the Horn of Valor?
Okay.
I've gotten three different ones.
You can get dungeon trinkets then.
Yes. So I've gotten
just hates me.
Three different kinds. But I still keep buying them, trying to get that Arcana Crystal. So
I'm just trying to get anything better than an 880 stat stick. That's all I want. I have one empty trinket slot that just has garbage in it, and I just need something better.
Oh, all my trinkets are garbage. I can't. I'm still using like an 850 shock baton half the time.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if my trinkets are garbage because trinkets are such a difficult thing to try and parse through. And I've looked at, you know, the Demon Hunter Discord to see which ones are which. And
you just gotta sim yourself. You just gotta, you know, you don't even have to download SimCraft, actually. Don't even download SimCraft. There's a webpage that will basically do SimCraft for you. You just plug in your character, and then, you know, you just write down the number with your thing, and then you go put on your other thing, and then you do it again, and you're like, well, this thing's more damage.
Well, there's an add-on, like Pwn or whatever.
Yeah, so you usually want to sim yourself, and you get your stat weights for your gear and your legendaries and what you have, and then you plug those stat weights into Pwn so that you can see what gear you specifically want, because it may not... Like, the way that Legion has done Titanforging and Warforging and everything, you can get a really weird set of gear because, you know, this Titanforge, this thing got a socket that nobody else has. So instead of getting stat weights or a best-in-slot list off a webpage, you're much better off just, you know, sim your character every week or so and find out what your current best stat weights are for what you have. Like, maybe you're really close to a breakpoint. Maybe you just got this new trinket that's really good, but it requires you to have more crit. Like, maybe these legendaries need these stats and these legendaries need these stats. Like, there's all sorts of different variables. So the best way to find out exactly what you need is just to sim yourself once a week or so. You don't have to download SimCraft. There's a webpage you can go through. Plug those stat weights into Pwn. There's a string. You can copy-paste it. It's real easy. And then let Pwn tell you what is and is not an upgrade.
That just sounds all really complicated and difficult.
But here's the thing. We killed Gul'dan.
Oh, me too.
So I'm like, yeah. Well...
You gotta push the keys, though. You get the gear, you get the keys, you get higher keys. You know,
I did. I was able to get through a +15 before 7.2 came out. So I did get that. I'm feeling good about that. But I don't know. I rotate my focus rotates. Like, I was way into Mythic Plus for a little bit, and now I'm kind of like, oh, the story things are back out again, so I want to do all the story things, and then Heroes 2.0 totally is coming out, and the new Overwatch content, and the new Hearthstone expansion, and, you know, so it's like, I bounce back and forth.
Oh, no. I sound like I'm ridiculously into AP and Mythic Plus right now, but honestly, if you talked to me 4 weeks ago, it would have been Arena, and if you talked to me, like, a couple months ago, it would have been something completely different, but...
It's Circle of Wow.
Yeah.
There you go.
It's a beautiful thing. There's always something to do. Oh, this is absolutely related to something that you mentioned like 45 minutes ago. You guys at the very beginning, pardon me, this is very not connected in any way, but at the very beginning, you guys talked about the spring sale.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So you mentioned that I had unboxed some stuff yesterday, and I did. I made it like a big order. And just yesterday, I was putting up that new canvas. I got the classic WoW canvas wall hang. And I was like, this thing is just beautiful. And I was putting it up. And I'm looking at it right now, and there's this big Night Elf face on it. Like, it's bigger than my face. And it looks so good, especially compared to, like, I've got some WoW posters, and they're nice, but I've had them for a while. They're looking a little bit shabby. And she just looks so good that I went and bought the other ones that were also on sale for $12. So nice. You're not the only people that have made second purchases that had to go back.
Yeah. Third.
Yeah.
If you have a wall in your home that could use a thing, I strongly recommend. For $12, those WoW canvases are gorgeous. They look super professional.
Stop it. I'm looking at this wall right now. Just like,
oh, man. Unless it's Wrath. I don't think they have that one. I hope your favorite expansion is not Wrath.
I will get in trouble if I order anymore, and I know it.
I know. I already explained my second purchase through Bear Rob. I don't know about a third one.
Well, my third one was like buying a hoodie and two other shirts for my wife. So that one was all good. But if I was to do a fourth one, I think I'd probably get it.
Those $7 shirts were too good.
Oh, I know.
Especially when, you know, you bought the shirts at full price before because they're nice shirts and they're cool. It's cool stuff. And you're like, oh, man.
No, especially when you bought five shirts and they became $5.
True. Yeah, I didn't quite go that far, but I was a little bit low on will to spend money after getting every plushie that I didn't already have.
Well, I didn't really collect them before, but I now have like 16 or 17 of them. So
the plushies?
Yes.
I know a lot of people went real hard on the Funko Pops. I refuse to get a single Funko Pop because I know as soon as I have one, I'm going to have more. So I don't want any. Absolutely none. No Funko Pops. Just plushies.
But I've been able to quell that. So.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
My saving grace on the Funko Pops is I already had most of them, so I was okay. Mm-hmm. And the movie ones, I didn't really care about the movie ones, but for $2, I'm like, well, that could be a birthday present for my kid whose birthday's coming up. So I did get some of those, so he can have the movie ones. But yeah, most of the other ones I already had. I picked up two more, but that's it.
Like, I've never seen them do a sale like that. I wonder how much of that stuff is going to come back once they sell through their inventory. Because the tweet was all like, we're making room for new stuff. And then they put everything on sale. Like, are they getting rid of all of it? What's up?
Well, I and a lot of people now are frustrated because they still haven't gotten it, or they put in a second order and now it's just sitting there and you go to the site and it's processing. I don't think they understood what they were getting themselves into.
I feel bad for anybody working in that warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
Like that's, they must be just having quite a week.
Yeah.
You know, it's, for me, it's worth it.
Yep. So. I hope they're getting paid overtime. Yeah.
Hats off to you. Warehouse.
And there were no errors with my order. They managed to find all like 15 things in the correct quantities and got everything done well. So
I had one error that I ordered a woman's shirt and that it was not what I wanted. So I did get an approval to send that back and I had to do that. But yeah, that was my error.
You mean you're not just going to go out in the world and find a woman and be like, hey, you know what you're about to get into?
My wife and daughter was not interested in it. And so I opted to just do the return and get the credit back on.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Well, let's see. I think we covered all things 7.2.
Okay, so I have one last question then.
Mm-hmm.
7.2 or 7.boo? What is it?
Well, if you play a Torin, wouldn't it be 7.moo?
Oh,
there it is.
This is why nobody wants to be in a guild with me. I have been having a class right. 7.2. Yeah, I've got a lot of issues. I'm not arguing with that, but I love it.
Take my upvote.
I'm on board. 7. Yoo-hoo!
There you go. Nice.
All right. Okay. Yep.
I'm done.
All right. Well, if you haven't already, make sure you come and join the official Training Dummies Discord server at discord.me/TTD. It's the best way to keep in touch and get real-time interaction with us and our community, as well as the awesome guests you have heard on the show. That's discord.me/TTD.
It seems fate has brought us together.
You have my gratitude.
We make a great team.
I'm sure glad you're around.
Well, if it ain't my favorite person.
You have your uses, don't you?
You have quite a talent there.
Together, our victory is assured.
Good enough.
Rob,
you go first.
Me?
Yeah,
but I wasn't ready.
I always steal yours. Hazel, thank you so much for coming on the show. Super, aww, super awesome to just spend the evening with you here.
Thanks for having me. This was fun.
I'm going to shout out Justin from our raid team. He has totally helped me out with navigating some of the new Un'Goro Hearthstone packs and finding my way through this new meta without being able to net deck everything. So special shout out to him and of course the raid team for the easy full clear we did the other day and having Salty join us on his druid to get him gear and a couple pink and some other folks coming back to raid again. It's really good to have the band back together. Daryl, what about you?
As always, yeah, the raid team, big shout out to them. That was good. We crushed through it. And then afterwards, a shout out to who was all there? Allie Pink, I think it was Justin and Salty. We did some heroes matches after that, which was a lot of fun. And I want to give a big shout out to everyone who helped buy BlizzCon tickets for the group of us this weekend. And specifically to Gondel and Darnie, who happened to be the ones who purchased tickets for Rob and I. So big shout out to those guys. And of course, Hazel, thanks for coming on the show. It was a lot of fun and I had a really good time. So thank you.
Aw, thanks.
And do you have any shout outs this evening?
Sure. Shout out my pal Hush for always doing Mythic Keys for me for healing Mythic Keys for me rather when I hit him up at 1 a.m. I've been drinking. Shout out to my pal Flabby and best of luck in looking for your new Mythic Raiding Guild. And last one probably goes to my husband, Altrail, for putting up with me while I no-life zombie mode WoW addiction my way through my weekend's grinding artifact. All
right, before we finish this off, Hazel, why don't you let people know where they can reach you or find you if they have questions or they're super hyped to go check out your content.
Well, if you have any questions, you need to reach me. The best way is probably to tweet me. At Hazelnutty Games on Twitter, I usually get back to that pretty quickly. And then, if you like, I actually answer questions every week on my vlog. So if you go leave a comment on the most recent vlog with your question, I talk about those on every week's video. I usually get through all of them. So that's a pretty good way to do it, too. My YouTube channel is youtube.com/Hazelnutty Games if you missed it.
All right, I guess that wraps up episode 163 of The Training Dummies. You can find this and past episodes of the show on iTunes, Stitcher, and thetrainingdummies.com. And remember, we're just jackasses with mics. So until next time.
It's advice you can trust.
Woo!
From people you shouldn't.